No, yeah. Paraphilia sounds like
it's
you
kink
like,
shaming.
It sounds like you. It sounds like you like getting your dick sucked on like a hang glider or something.
Yeah, I could do that.
Extreme, dude. I love that.
I don't know. I'm getting
Money Penny, I was wondering if you wanted to get fucked in your ass later.
Oh, James. Always the jokester, James.
I'd like to bend you over and rip your pussy apart with my cock.
Em, I've got a quick question for you. Would you like to suck my fucking dick?
Oh, Jay, there he is. James. The old jokester himself.
James the jokester.
Why don't you take a look at this? He's just jacking off.
Yeah. Q, why don't you pull my finger real quick? Okay. But you didn't fart, 007. That's right. I came in my pants. I spent 15 minutes in the bathroom getting myself all the way to the edge while looking at the picture of your wife. And you just made me bust her in my mind. Take that, you inventing faggot. Your inventions, faggot.
Well, I don't really appreciate that much at all, James.
James, it's Britain. We're all faggots. That's why we hired you. You're the only one that's straight. England needed a straight
England
man.
England needed one straight man
to protect
to be...
us from Russia.
The whole premise of 007 is what if a British guy was straight?
It's getting panned. The first movie got panned. It was deemed too unrealistic for a single British man to be heterosexual.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't see it. I've never met a man like that who behaves that way. Mm-hmm. We all have sex with our wives while holding our noses.
While fully clothed.
And thinking about Jeffrey.
Yeah. Dr. No is the doctor who invented women being able to deny consent for sex.
Yep.
We've got terrible news, 007. Women are now allowed to choose.
No!
There's a doctor that's told women the word no.
I'll kill him.
But we can still get them drunk. That's correct, 007. It's still 1963.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to that part of consent yet.
Yes, that part is still fine. They haven't learned how to write books yet. Unless it's something about how to keep a good house and voting for your husband's favorite candidate. The kind of feminism that helped us beat the Nazis.
Ah, fuck, dude.